Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
It's been just over a week since Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flew roughly 50 Southern migrants, mostly Venezuelan, from San Antonio, Texas, to Martha's Vineyard. Now, as the shock wore off from that, questions have emerged about legality and accountability. And while DeSantis is saying it's just the beginning, it seems time to dig into some of those questions. Joining us on the line to do so, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. Senator Markey, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, it's so great to be with you again.
I appreciate having you. And Senator, we have tried really hard over the last week here on Radio Boston to keep all of our conversations and coverage rooted in the experience of the individuals and families who came on that plane. And I want to start there with you. Have you spoken with or heard from any of the migrants?
Well, my staff up in Boston, they're an incredibly great team. Have been talking to all of the officials who are processing their claims. But I do think it's important, obviously, to understand their story right from the beginning, which is that Venezuela is in a state of political chaos. And that more than 6 million people have fled Venezuela over the last year. And in fact, even in our own country right now, there is a grant that has been put in place for 300,000 Venezuelans to have temporary protected status in our country. So these are 50 people from Venezuela, which is a small part of the larger story from Venezuela. And so I think if we can step back and realize that Colombia has accepted 2.5 million of the Venezuelans who are fleeing that chaos, maybe this country that has a Statue of Liberty as its symbol can say, well, those 50 people are just part of that larger story. And that's how the residents of Martha's Vineyard and the state of Massachusetts are reacting to this. And if there are more that come, we will continue to keep our door open and give them the help which they need.
So take me behind the scenes for a minute, Senator Markey. When did you hear first about the flight? I know when I did, I almost had trouble making sense of it, really understanding what was happening. When did you first hear the news? And what were your first responses in your gut?
I first heard about it from Congressman Keating about 2 hours after they had landed. And my first reaction was that it was a political stunt by Ron DeSantis, that it's a vile competition, an unconscionable competition, which Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, are engaged in order to win the mantle of the post-Trump right-wing, make America hate again, great again by making America hate again campaign that Trump initiated back in 2016. So that was my first reaction, that it's just a further example of how far off the traditional a welcoming attitude that our country has had to those who are desperate from other countries.
And we will get more to the politics, especially in the policy, especially around Governor DeSantis. But one more question on this front. If you were welcoming one of the migrants into your family room right now, what would you want to say? You grab their hand, you shake their hand. It's clear you're very proud of how the people on Martha's Vineyard responded, as I think the whole Commonwealth is. What would you say?
I would say that you should know that you won't have to worry as long as you are here. That after Hurricane Maria, thousands of people came from Puerto Rico to Massachusetts, and their children were put in the school system, and there was housing provided for those families. And after the Afghan crisis, Massachusetts welcomed thousands of refugees just in the last year. And those children are in public school system. There is housing and food for them. And when Ukraine started to have a crisis early this year, similarly, Ukrainians are now in Massachusetts. So don't worry, okay? There's plenty of precedent just in the last few years that's going to give you a guarantee that you won't have to have any concerns, especially for your children, okay? We're very, very concerned about you and your family, and we will make sure that you will get anything that you need. And I will give you that personal guarantee. That is what I would say to them in my living room. I will give you my personal guarantee that your family will be protected.
So let's move now into the policy questions and the politics questions. And we're speaking with Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey about the migrants who were flown. Governor Ron DeSantis has taken responsibility of it, potentially under false pretenses or tricked into flying to Martha's Vineyard from Texas last week. You've supported raising the refugee cap. The president did so last year. Do we need to do more of that? Would you like to see the cap raised again?
Yeah, we obviously have to do a lot more. Venezuelans have now surpassed Guatemalans and Hondurans to become the second largest nationality stopped at the U.S. border. And as I said, around 6 million Venezuelans have fled their country, mostly to Latin America. But here in the United States, we have now lifted our temporary protected status number up to 300,000. And 111,000 beneficiaries from Venezuela have already accepted that designation inside of our state, inside of our country. So we just have to continue to step back and increase dramatically the number of refugees that are annually admitted to the United States. We're a country of 330 million people. 50 people is something that is almost a statistical, you know, it's so small statistically, and it doesn't even register. We could accept easily 100,000, 200, 300, 500,000 refugees a year and be able to accommodate them, and we should inside of our borders.
So let's get at the heart of this then. So I hear you say that, and I hear Florida, Texas, Arizona say, great, we'll send them.
Well, Massachusetts welcomes immigrants, including the new arrivals who came to Martha's Vineyard last week. That's separate from whether or not Ron DeSantis is engaging in indefensible and cruel conduct, lying to travel-weary immigrant women and men and children to put them onto planes to unknown destinations. That's not a sustainable or suitable solution. We have to treat people with dignity and respect, which is why after 9 years, oh Lord, the Republicans should come to the table so we can put together a comprehensive immigration bill. They have not been willing to negotiate with Democrats for 9 years.
And what is the centerpiece of that? So, you know, it is very complicated. And I recognize I'm asking the easy question, right, in a very complex policy environment. But the centerpiece, with what you know now over this 9 year period, the single most important piece of that reform, Senator Markey, what is it?
The single most important part is that it has to be bipartisan and that when the solution is constructed, that it is agreed to by both parties. Donald Trump actually walked away from the negotiating table with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in 2017. They were getting very close to a comprehensive deal, but Trump would rather have the issue than have the solution.
So why is bipartisanship then so, I mean, I'm wondering, at the surface level, we always want bipartisanship, but it sounds like you're saying something more fundamental here.
I'm saying that, unfortunately, Donald Trump and his now many acolytes all across the country would rather demonize Mexicans and Venezuelans and Muslims and LGBTQ plus community members and issue after issue in order to pander to their right-wing white base, the Go Brandon crowd. And unfortunately, that's now too large a portion of the Republican base in our country.
Do you feel that there are seeds? I hear you. I also hear you talking about the moral dimension of this. And across the country, we've heard lots of voices raised in concern about respect for human dignity, avoiding cruelty, showing empathy and compassion. Do you see seeds? I want to believe, I certainly have to believe that in Congress, there are people who will recoil at cruelty across the board. Do you see seeds of a potential compromise now in the moment that we're in?
Well, we always have been a nation of immigrants. Our economy and our security are stronger because of the immigrant families who have enriched our nation since its founding. I think we have a problem, though, with too many conservative MAGA Republicans in our country, is that they do not want to construct in any way a pathway to citizenship for any of these people. They won't even work with us to protect the DACA young people. Is 800,000 young people who have gone from grammar school through high school and college in our country, who have joined our military. There's 800,000 of them, and they still won't allow us to pass legislation in order to protect them. So if we can't reach agreement on those young people who actually never did grow up in these other countries, I think it's going to be very hard for us to reach an agreement until Trump and his acolytes are no longer the controlling influence inside of the Republican Party. It's going to get worse and worse. I think a lot of people would have said it's impossible to pass gun violence legislation, but it just got so bad that ultimately enough Republicans crossed the aisle earlier this year that we could begin to pass the best gun violence legislation that we've been able to get the votes for in 30 years. But even that is just a very small sliver of this whole set of gun violence issues that we have to deal with. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but we need to start somewhere. I would start with the DACA kids, these 800,000 young people, try to get an agreement. But the Republicans are so frightened of Donald Trump that they won't even come to the table on that one issue.
So, Senator Markey, before we let you go, and we're speaking with Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey here on Radio Boston, I want to pivot for a moment, mindful that COVID is out there and that President Biden made a statement earlier this week essentially declaring that the pandemic was over. This was on 60 Minutes. Do you agree with that in just a minute or so?
Well, we're not out of the woods yet. And I think it's important for people who are listening to know that 40% of the people who are in the hospital right now with COVID are boosted. 40% of the people who are in the hospital are boosted. So if you're over 65, if you're immunocompromised, if you're vulnerable, the pandemic is not over for you. Maybe there are some categories, younger people, much healthier people, that you could use that as a characterization, but it's the tale of two pandemics in a lot of ways. Okay, and for older people, it's not over. For those who are vulnerable, it's not over. For those who are hospitalized, it's not over. And so, I encourage everyone who can to schedule an appointment to receive the new booster, so that they can protect themselves and their family against the Omicron variant. But from my perspective, especially with the 80% of the people who have died of the million, which are all over 65, it's not over. Please protect yourself.
All right. That message from Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey joining us on the line here. Senator, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time.
So glad to be with you.